Hello and welcome to Haaretz Chafif, your quick-fire guide to the breaking news from Israel, brought to you by Haaretz.com. On the line to answer five questions about the latest electoral drama, it's Anshul Pfeffer. Hi, Anshul.
Hey up, Simon.
Question one, what happened last night at midnight Israel time?
So last night, the mandate to form a new government, which Benjamin Netanyahu received 28 days previously from President Reuven Rivlin, expired. He had 28 days in which he was the only candidate among the 120 Knesset members who could form a government. In that time, he failed to do so. And about 3 minutes before midnight, he returned the mandate to Rivlin, even though he didn't have to actually return it. He could have just let it expire. And he blamed Naftali Bennett for responsibility for the fact that the government hadn't been formed in that time, saying that if Bennett had joined him, there would have been found the necessary votes in the Knesset to form a government. Therefore, according to Netanyahu, Bennett is obviously not interested in forming a right-wing government. This is slightly disingenuous on Netanyahu's part, because even with Bennett, Netanyahu wouldn't have had a majority because of the refusal of other parties, including Gideon Saar's New Hope, Benny Gantz's Blue and White, to join a Netanyahu government, and the fact that another member of Netanyahu's coalition, Bezalel Smotrich's religious Zionism, refuses to join a government which is supported in any way by the votes of the Islamist Ram party. So even if Bennett had said, I am with Netanyahu, that's the only government I'm going to sit in, Netanyahu would still not have had a government.
We're recording at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. What's happening right now?
So 2 o'clock Israel time, just a few minutes ago, the bloc, the Netanyahu bloc, those four parties of Likud, Religious Zionism, Shas, United Torah Judaism, have announced that they have asked Rivlin to return the mandate directly to the Knesset. So that means that Rivlin has basically, according to law, two alternatives at this point. He can give the mandate to a second candidate who gets 28 days to try and form a government, or return to the Knesset for a 21-day period in which, if 61 Knesset members sign a letter supporting one of their number as the next prime minister, then that could happen. Or if in 21 days that doesn't happen, Israel goes to yet another election. So obviously Netanyahu and his bloc are gunning for another election, since they know that they can't form a coalition of their own. Before that happened, Rivlin had a meeting. He met with, actually two meetings. He met with Yair Lapid and he met with Naftali Bennett separately. There was some talk that they would meet together. It didn't happen. Each of them, Bennett and Lapid, asked that the mandate be confirmed on them. And so far, we have one party updating its endorsement from a month ago, and that is Gideon Saar's New Hope, which informed Rivlin that they are now endorsing Lapid. In the previous round of endorsements, they said either Lapid or Bennett, and Rivlin said, sorry, you've got to endorse just one person. So they've now narrowed their choice to Lapid, which gives Lapid now 51 endorsements altogether. And we're still waiting for Ra'am and the joint list if they are going to change their endorsements. In the previous round, they endorsed no candidate.
If one of his rivals does manage to form a coalition, Anshul, is this the end for Bibi?
I think it's a bit premature to say the end of Bibi. I mean, certainly if after 12 years, someone else will be appointed prime minister, Netanyahu will become the leader of the opposition, this will be a massive event. It'll really be a pivotal moment in Israeli politics. But it's not the end of Netanyahu by any account. He will not be resigning as leader of Likud. He will remain leader of opposition, leader of the largest party in the Knesset, still one of the most powerful figures in Israeli politics. And he will be greatly diminished by no longer being prime minister. But he will be doing everything possible to get back into that office. He'll be hampered by the fact that he'll have no excuses now to get out of any of the court sessions in his corruption trial, but he'll still be around. He'll be doing everything possible to delegitimize whoever is the new prime minister, and he'll still have a sizable bloc, both political bloc and public opinion behind him, hoping that he manages to make a comeback, and we shouldn't count that out.
Finally, Angel, who's your money on to become Israel's next prime minister?
Well, it really seems that only Naftali Bennett can become the prime minister now. I mean, numerically, Yair Lapid, he's the leader of the second largest party, and on paper, there could be a coalition supporting him of 61 Knesset members, but that coalition would have to include both the Joint List and Ra'am, as well as right-wing parties, New Hope and Israel Beiteinu. And I don't see those four parties agreeing to sit together. So Yair Lapid doesn't really have an option. He'll probably have the mandate now that he has 51 endorsements, and he may receive a few more from some of the Arab parties. But Lapid has already acknowledged that to form a government, he will give Naftali Bennett the first 2 years of the prime minister's term. And then only then, after those 2 years, assuming a new government lasts that long, only then will he become prime minister. So if Netanyahu is replaced in the coming days and weeks, it will probably almost certainly be by Naftali Bennett. Don't forget, Naftali Bennett has another offer. He's got an offer from Netanyahu to be a prime minister for a year, assuming a Netanyahu government could actually be formed, which it can't probably. So the money would have to be on Naftali Bennett. However, there's still a very sizable chance that this new Bennett-Lapid coalition will not come into existence. They still got to work out some very intricate agreements between seven or eight different parties. There's a disquiet amongst Bennett's party. We had one of his MKs writing him a public letter today saying, I'm against us joining a government led by Lapid and with centre-left parties. That doesn't mean that this MK, Amichai Shikli, will necessarily pull out, but there is sort of a yellow card to Bennett that he has to proceed with caution. And we haven't yet heard Bennett himself say that this is the government that I'm going to form. He said, if I don't manage to form a right-wing government, or if there is no right-wing government, I'm in favour of a unity government. But you know, does that mean that he'll accept all the partners? Does that mean they'll accept him? We're hearing from most of the centre-left parties that they're at least quietly acknowledging that they'll accept the fact that they won't get the ministries that they want, and they probably won't be able to push forward some of their favourite policies. It's much more important for them to get rid of Netanyahu, so they'll swallow Naftali Bennett. But there still will be the need for some kind of supply and confidence agreement, at least with one of the Arab parties, either with Ram or with parts of the Joint List. And that will be a very difficult thing to organize. I'd say right now the chances are leaning towards that happening, you know, slowly but surely. It does seem to be happening, but there's still more than a significant chance that it'll fail and Israel will be in the space of 2 or 3 months back at another election.
Given all that, I think the smart money is staying in the wallet. Angel, thanks for your time. Listener, keep an eye on Haaretz.com for all the latest developments, and we'll be here with a full episode of Haaretz Weekly on Sunday.